You're listening to Lake Effect on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Bonnie North. Margaret Rakowski always wanted to serve her fellow human beings. For many of us, graduating from the UWM College of Nursing with an RN degree and working in the medical field would have been service enough.
But Rear Admiral retired Rakowski had bigger ideas. She joined the Naval Reserve after getting her nursing degree here and led a dual life as a civilian and Navy nurse.
Rakowski was back in Milwaukee last month to visit her alma mater, and she made time in her schedule to talk with us then. Admiral, thank you so much for joining us.
Pleasure to be here.
Why did you decide on a career in the military? Even though it wasn't a full-time career for you, what was it about going into the Navy that appealed to you?
Well, you know, it's something, even when I was in high school, it's something I always wanted to do. And I wanted to serve my country. And I decided that I would go to nursing school first, and then after I got out of nursing school, I would decide what path I was going to take. I had seen an ad that said, be a Navy nurse. You would be a professional nurse and a patriot. And I thought, that's for me.
And that so, combined both things.
Right, yeah. right.
And so Navy versus any other service. It was
right, right. And I also like the mission of the Navy. The mission of, you know, providing medical care to both the sailors and the Marine Corps. The Navy operates on all platforms. They're on the water, under the water, in the air, in the battlefield, out on land. And that just really appealed to me. You know, I just really wanted to make a difference. And so I decided to join the Navy Reserve.
And so why reserve rather than active duty? What was it about that?
Well, I think being a reservist, you could also have your civilian job. And so I was working at a nurse in a hospital, and this gave me an opportunity that I could basically have the best of both worlds. I had my civilian job working as a nurse, and then I could have my reserve job or position where I was working early on. It's one weekend a month where you're training and providing service for the Navy Reserve, for the Nurse Corps. And so it just really, the reserve component just really appealed to me.
And how did the two sets of skills overlap? Obviously, you were a nurse in both places, but how did they help each other in these kind of parallel careers that you had?
Well, I think, you know, it was really being a nurse. I mean, I was really developing my nursing skill, and so that translated over into the Navy because I was working as a nurse. I was a member of the Navy Nurse Corps, and it was really able to really develop my skills and receive a lot of training. Also, for the Navy, I received a lot of training as well. Very strong leadership, a vast variety of training opportunities that I had. And so I could translate both my civilian to the Navy and the Navy to the civilian.
And you actually achieved a very high rank. You became a Rear Admiral before you retired,
yes.
Right?
And yes.
So that's a flag officer. And for people who don't understand, where are you in the pantheon of flag officers?
I was a Rear Admiral lower half. And so the rank is 07. If you're an 01, you're an ensign, and so I was up to an 07, is Rear Admiral lower half.
You also achieved, you were the deputy flight surgeon, right?
Fleet surgeon.
Deputy
fleet surgeon for U.S. Fleet Forces Command.
And that was quite an honor. First time a nurse was in that position, correct?
Yes, correct. First time a nurse was the first reserve flag officer to be in that position as well.
I didn't realize that. So they hadn't done that before.
Not on the reserves. The always active component is at the Fleet Forces Command. But I was the first reserve flag officer to be assigned to the medical department at Fleet Forces Command.
And what was that like compared to the rest of your military time?
Oh, it was wonderful. I loved being with the fleet and, you know, really looking out for all of our sailors and our members that were, out in the fleet. It was just a wonderful, wonderful experience.
Did you get to go out yourself?
Well, yes. I mean, I did. I certainly did have opportunities to go aboard ship. I certainly didn't go on any deployments or really go out, but I certainly was on a variety of ships.
You graduated from nursing school here. How did the training that you received here serve you in these dual dual careers that you've had?
Oh, I had a wonderful education at UWM, and I think that the education that I received really helped develop my skills, critical thinking skills. Really, when I graduated, I felt I really had a good theoretical framework of nursing practice from which to build upon. And it was a wonderful education. And now that I look back, especially that I've been graduated so many years ago, when I look back, I really realize what a wonderful education I had at UWM.
What would you tell nurses coming up now, whether they're interested in doing military time or not, what would you tell them to really pay attention to?
Well, you know, I think these are going to be very exciting and challenging time for healthcare with healthcare reform. And it's an excellent opportunity for nurses because I think you're going to see nurses are going to be more in demand. With healthcare reform, there's going to need to be a lot of coordination of healthcare. And who's better to do that than a nurse? And I think there are going to be many, many opportunities for nurses coming up. And so I think this was a great time to go into the nursing profession.
From what I understand, there's a shortage of nurses, whether, you know, in civilian or military. And so how do you convince young people that this is a career path that's really worth it?
Well, you know, I think people really need to understand what it is they really feel that they could bring. You know, for myself, I was always very committed to public service. I worked for the public health department for many, many years. You know, I served in the Navy. And I think for both men and women who really are compassionate, who really want to do something that is really worthwhile and really, you know, be of service, you know, they, I think, should really look into a nursing career. It's a wonderful career, and there are so many, many opportunities and different roles that you can have once you get your RN degree. You know, it's endless. And as I said, I think now with healthcare reform, there's just going to be an abundance of opportunity.
Which is always a nice thing in
yes.
an uncertain job market.
Right.
There's something out there that you could do if you have the talent and skill to do it. In terms of women in the military, have things changed for the better when you started to when you retired? Are women treated with more respect?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, that's a really big focus right now, is that they want to make sure that there's equal opportunity, and especially with women, opportunities for women, and most definitely respectful. You know, that is definitely a big change.
One of the things I think that's most disturbing is we hear a lot about, you know, sexual assault that happens, whether it's stateside or whether it's on deployment or whatever. And, you know, how are we educating our sailors and our service members in general that where is this coming from, first of all? And, and how do we, as a nurse, you would be on the receiving end of a lot
of that. Well, you know, that the sexual harassment, that is a huge, huge focus on both the active component and reserve component. And they have really taken this on. They do a tremendous amount of training of all sailors, you know, and it's really, it's not tolerated. You know, they really now have a zero tolerance. And so, you know, I think there's just training. It's a really, really heavy focus.
You came in when was
I joined in 1987.
Okay. So it was a little after I did. I went in 81. And things changed in the 4 years that I was in, but, you know, it was somewhat antediluvian, I have to say. There were certain attitudes that seemed to just be out of the Stone Ages.
No, I don't think it's that way anymore. You know, I think that there's such a focus right now on making sure that all members are treated with respect.
I also think one of the good things, too, is that most of the jobs are open to everyone now.
Yes.
There isn't this ghetto of, well, women can only do certain things.
That is correct. That is correct. I mean, there's a lot of opportunity for both men and women, a lot of opportunity.
So now that you're retired, well, at least from the military, you're retired, do you keep abreast of things? Is there any kind of volunteer work that you do, or are you pretty much done?
No. I mean, I still keep in very close contact with my flag colleagues, Navy Medicine. We had a very tight-knit group, and I still keep in contact with them. I, you know, still read a lot. I really try to stay connected with the reserve component, because, as I said, you know, they say once an admiral, always an admiral, and so I really try to stay connected.
Do you consult? Do you work in that capacity? Do they ask you in for your expertise?
Well, not really. But I think what I do is I do a lot of mentoring, and I do, you know, I'll have, say, fellow Nurse Corps officers will contact me and just kind of run ideas by me, or, you know, which we're always more than happy to talk with them. You know, so it's probably more a little informal, but a lot of mentoring. We also continue to do a lot of mentoring.
If you had to do your training over again, is there a particular thing that you would do that you didn't get a chance to do along the way in the military?
Oh, you know, I had so many, many opportunities that I never would have had in the civilian sector alone. You know, I think that I've done everything I wanted to do. I just had just wonderful experiences.
So what's next for you?
Well, you know, I'm probably going to work in my civilian job a couple more years and then retire.
And then just enjoy it.
Just enjoy, right, right.
And you're in the Bay Area, so it's a wonderful place.
Right, right, yes.
To enjoy retirement.
Yes. But I'll still always keep my finger in the nursing profession, and always with the Navy.
Well, Admiral, it has been such a pleasure meeting you and talking with you. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
Rear Admiral retired Margaret Rakowski is a graduate of the UWM College of Nursing. She now lives in the Bay Area, but was back here to speak at her alma mater last month.
We'll take a short break now, but don't go away. We'll be joined by Lake Effect essayist Avi Lank when Lake Effect returns on Milwaukee Public Radio.